You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the study we're doing on the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, commonly known as Saturday. That's right, the Sabbath is Saturday, not Sunday. And I hope we can provoke you to study on this issue, because if you'll actually get your Bible out and look at the pages of what the Bible says, look at the references I give you, you're going to come to the conclusion that Sunday is not the day that you should be keeping as a Sabbath. Now, it used to be with all the blue laws in Tennessee where they would try and keep Sunday like it was a Sabbath, and there's still some leftovers of that. You can't go down to the gas station and buy a six-pack of beer Sunday morning. The reason for that is, it's the Sunday... is the day that, the Sunday keepers are all in church. So I guess they don't want somebody walking into church with beer or liquor on their breath. But irregardless, while it was a good thought and a good start, it wasn't the Sabbath. It was the wrong day. Now people say, well, you're so condescending and where's the love and all of this. Hey, if I didn't care about others, I wouldn't tell you about this. So just go ahead and violate the Sabbath. Go ahead and go to work and cut your grass or do whatever it is you're going to do. And, stick your nose in the air at God and live in rebellion, whether it's just outright knowing. Most people, I guess, really don't know that Sunday's not the Sabbath, and it's not the day that Jesus, the disciples, and the early church observed and worshiped on. But we're going to get into all of that with this study, and I hope, like I said, that people get interested and they actually look the verses up. Now, one of the things I want to do is I want to look at Romans chapter 2, verse 18, and there's some insight to this. I just mentioned it in a couple shows ago, but I want to actually read the verse. Romans 2:18 says, "And know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law." See, the law tells us what God's will is. It's insight to us what it is that God wants. It's such a blessing if you keep the Sabbath. And there was a time, decades ago, when I didn't keep it. And I thought, how could I ever do it? Because, I'm so busy. And besides, at the time when I was contemplating all of this, the job that I had, they paid time and a half on Saturday. And I needed the money. And, of course, I couldn't afford to turn it down. So, but the whole time I was doing this and violating the Sabbath, because there was a period of time when I knew that Saturday was the Sabbath, and it's the day that God wanted us to worship him on, I was in poverty. And I'm not saying this is like Las Vegas, cash it in, but when you're living in rebellion against God, he doesn't give you the blessings. When you start obeying, he gives you blessings. And my financial difficulties started to go away when I started to obey God, not only in the Sabbath, but in everything. So I want you to consider that. Hang in there, and we'll be back. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.